do you snap this offense out of its rut?
I think one of the first things you need to do is kind of get back to basics, kind of get back to your fundamentals, and you know, get the guys kind of focused in that way. You know, this time of the year, you're running some of your same schemes and same plays offensively, and it's just a matter of just going back and detailing those and working on those fundamentals in practice in order to kind of get out of what we've been in the last couple of weeks.
Especially in the red zone. I mean, earlier on in the year, you guys were one of the best red zone teams in the NFL. Is it just other teams are starting to figure out or have figured out what you guys are doing and you guys have to change and adjust?
Well, I think we're still one of the best teams. I think we're 4 or something like that in the National Football League, so that's pretty good too. But I think that, defenses get a little more stingy down there. You're seeing a lot more what we call drop 8, rush 3, drop 8 into coverage, and it's harder. Lanes become tighter down there to throw the ball in. And we faced one of the top, if not the top, red zone defense last week. And it's a good learning tool because we can execute better and we know where the mistakes are and the breakdowns are. And it's not so much what a defense presents, it's how we execute and how we handle those situations. And we just got to get back and detail that work and come out this Sunday and execute down there in the red zone.
How much of that is Alex Smith's responsibility as the quarterback?
Well, if there's opportunity to make a play, obviously the quarterback, he has to make that play. And then we have, as a staff, as play callers, we've got to put our team and our offense in the best possible situation based on what the defense is presenting. So ultimately, yeah, the quarterback, pulls the trigger and makes that decision. But it's not just one guy. It takes 11, to get the job done.